This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But to join us now and to discuss many of the topics that we have been apparently ill-informed on throughout today's show, Mary Kay Cabot, plain dealer, Cleveland.com, appearing on North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, Mary Kay, want to let everybody know things have gotten a little dangerous in the indie community. We have a verbal assault from two different sports newsmakers, football reporters, got into it at a Starbucks, Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport. We've had both of those individuals on our radio station before, and I believe on this show. Mary Kay, what did you see, and whose side are you on?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, my first instinct was, unless somebody ended up with a black eye or got punched in the nose or knocked out or something like that, it just, a verbal altercation just didn't really do much for me. So that was the first thing. I thought that that it was a little bit maybe blown out of proportion to get to the point where you have to call security and all of those kinds of things, but maybe not. I could be wrong about that. But you know, I've been in this business for a long time. I've seen a lot of different things, and a verbal assault is certainly not the worst of things that I've seen throughout the years.
What is your favorite verbal assault you've been involved in then, Mary Kay?
Oh, I've been in plenty of verbal assaults. but no, I mean, it's a high-intensity business. It's extremely competitive. I was just thinking, too, this morning, I was thinking that the NFL Combine is a test of strength, perseverance, just all of these things, and that's only the media navigating the bar scene at night.
I love that. I hope these stories are going to be in your book, Mary Kay.
Maybe someday. We'll see. But, yeah, the fact that those guys dominated the news cycle last night, I don't know. I just kind of thought it was a little bit funny, actually.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Combine in Indy. It seems like every day there's a new big story that's going to impact the Browns. Well, one we're reacting to right now is this Abdul Carter situation and his foot injury. What do you know about that? And how serious would it have to be for the Browns to be thinking differently at number two if he's available?
Well, it does probably impact the top of the draft if people look at this as something that they have to worry about the beginning of the season, if he's going to undergo surgery. And I think he's at the point right now where he's still deciding if he's going to have the surgery and when. Should he do his pro day first and then have the surgery? Seems to me that you would just want to go ahead and get that done as soon as you possibly could. So a stress fracture shouldn't be something that completely rattles and shakes the top of the draft, but it is something that I think will give some people maybe a little bit of pause.
Mary Kay, if and I know what Kevin had to say about this quarterback class, and I'm sure we'll get to that coming up in a minute here, but if this quarterback class were considered, I think, widely to be better, would we still be talking about Abdul Carter as a top of the draft, like first overall pick type of player? Or is this partially the result of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders maybe aren't totally, you know, locks to be franchise type quarterbacks?
Well, I do think that that has a lot to do with it. If there were a surefire, clear-cut number one, number two, number three quarterback that people felt great about the way that they did last year, then you probably wouldn't be talking about Abdul as the number one overall pick, because quarterbacks always have a premium in the first round. So I do think that that has something to do with it. But even though he is being talked about as the number one overall pick, I still have to wonder about that. I still would have to think, is someone going to jump up to number one and grab one of the quarterbacks? There's not a general consensus on these quarterbacks, that's for sure. But a quarterback is still a quarterback, and you pay for that.
Mary Kay is with us from the Combine. All sorts of news developing there. If you were to get a sense, based on everybody you're talking to, if it played out that Abdul Carter goes number one, is it an easy decision for the Browns to run up to the podium and take Cam Ward too, or would you be hesitant to say that?
Well, I would think that that's probably what would happen there, but I don't know that. They're doing a great, great job of keeping it really close to the vest on who they like and what they like about these two quarterbacks, Cam and Shedeur. Do they like them equally well? I think they're still in the fact-finding mission of trying to figure out, is the player the right, not just scheme fit, because that's not it. It's just, is he the right person to lead your particular organization and be the face of your franchise? Because the Browns have had a lot of issues at quarterback, and we all know that, over the last how many ever years. It's been a lot of drama, and they haven't gotten much bang for their buck on the field from their quarterbacks in recent years. So they need to get it right, not just from arm strength and mobility and those kinds of things, but they need to know that they are choosing the right leader to take this team to the next level. And I think that's part of the process that is still ongoing.
I know that it is early in this process, but if the Browns, in an ideal world for the Cleveland Browns, what would they prefer the Tennessee Titans do at number one overall?
Well, I think in a perfect world, the Browns would like to have, I would think, both of those top two quarterbacks available to them at number two, so they could choose the one that they like the best and they're not left with something that they were forced to take because their favorite guy was gone at number one. So ideally for them, someone will be gone at number one and they can still have their choice of Cam and Shedeur at number two.
All right, Mary Kay, you got a chance to catch up with not only Kevin Stefanski, but Andrew Berry over the last few days. It seems like they're resolute, at least right now, when it comes to the Myles Garrett trade demands. Myles has kind of gone quiet. What is the next step here? Because if they are doubling and tripling down that they have no intention to trade him, Berry going so far as to say that they can't imagine a world where he's anywhere else. You know, how does that news hit with somebody like Myles Garrett?
Well, I think they're at the point now where it's sort of between the agent and between the Browns. I think it's up to Andrew Berry to sit down with Nicole Lynn and see if they can't hammer out an extension that would change Miles' mind and make him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. I think that's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The next order of business for them. And also, simultaneously, I would think that you have to show him, here's what we're looking at quarterback, here's why we're excited about this, and then it all starts to come together. So in my mind, that's the next step. And who knows? I don't know if they're meeting here in Indy, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were having conversations about that right now.
So with those conversations and the plan that they would have to lay out then too, I think, to get Miles to agree to that, because, you know, making him the highest paid defensive player is nice, but it does sound like he wants more than that. Is there a plan that you do think Miles would be more receptive to?
No, I don't know what would make him say, yeah, geez, I can get behind that, and I think now we have a chance to go to contend and win a Super Bowl. Certainly, Matt Stafford would probably have to pique his attention, but I don't know that is very likely at all. I'm sure the Browns are doing their due diligence on every single good quarterback that they could possibly get their hands on. So I think they would probably be remiss if they didn't actually at least put in a phone call about Matthew Stafford. But the likelihood of that happening seems at this point pretty low. So I don't know if you can count on something like that happening. Maybe you can start to get him excited about a Cam Ward or a Shedeur Sanders or whoever they end up with at quarterback out of this rookie class. I think it'll be one of those top two guys. But I don't know. I don't know if any of those things will satisfy him, and I don't know how much he's going to stick to his guns and do what he said, which is, I will do whatever it takes to get the Browns to trade me.
When Kevin Stefanski says that he believes this is a good quarterback class in the draft, is that something you believe from him? Because I hear that, and then I also hear they should call on Matthew Stafford, which I think that makes sense. You hear them connected to Kirk Cousins. We don't know if he'll be available. But to me, if they're interested in the veterans, I maybe don't necessarily buy that they believe in this rookie class. Do you believe what Kevin Stefanski is saying as far as that goes?
Well, I do. I think they need their quarterback of the future, and I think they believe that there is at least one of those guys in this class that can help them go out and win, and they can develop that player, and that they would be really excited to do that. But that certainly isn't going to preclude them from also acquiring a veteran or two. They need at least a bridge quarterback. Now, if a better sort of elite veteran becomes available to them, like a Matthew Stafford, that might change your plans a little bit, but I still think you have to go with the quarterback of the future at number two if you see a guy there that you think can win for you.
All right, Nick Chubb is going to test free agency. Andrew Berry said it himself. First of all, do you think there will be teams lining up at this stage of Nick Chubb's career following yet another injury? And what are the odds he's back with the Cleveland Browns next season?
Well, it does seem like goodbye for Nick Chubb, and I think that's really unfortunate for everyone involved. I think most people covering Nick Chubb just envisioned that he would finish his career here. I'm sure the Browns wanted him to finish his career here, and certainly he wanted that as well. But once again, it is a business, and I think they are looking at it in terms of letting Nick go have an opportunity to see if he can catch on with a team that is really going to still showcase him and let him have an opportunity to be their workhorse back in 2025. If they're not going to do that, then I think it is smart to let him go, see what he can find out there on the open market.
So I'm sure you've seen it by now, but the NFLPA released its annual survey where the players get to vote on what they think of the organizations that they play for. There were a lot of, I think, grades that stood out about what the how the Browns were viewed by their own players. When you took a look at that yesterday or maybe even this morning, what was the thing that stood out most to you, Mary Kay?
Well, of course, we all are abuzz about that in the media room the minute that it comes out, and we all wrote about it, you know, right away yesterday. So one of the things that really stood out to me was the fact that Kevin Stefanski went from a B- down to a C, and not so much that, but the fact that his ranking was 30th out of 32 in the NFL for coaches. And that just seems a bit low to me. I find that kind of hard to believe. And I also find the Browns ranking 30 out of 32 a little bit difficult to believe. So I don't know. I'd like to dig into this a little bit more, see what the participation was like in terms of having their surveys filled out, and maybe ask some guys about it a little bit when we have an opportunity to get back with them. But the coaching thing was one that certainly stood out.
Mary Kay, I want to play some music for you. And this is something near and dear to our hearts on the show because it's the end of an era based on what we heard yesterday. This, of course, the Greenbrier Waltz. Mary Kay, say it ain't so, but your time in West Virginia covering the Cleveland Browns at what amounts to a bomb shelter for some of the big politicians of yesteryear is no longer going to be where they hunker down and get ready for a 3-14 football season. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the place was just starting to grow on me. At first, the first time that we went down there, it just seemed like 10 days was a long time to be there, to start camp, and to do all the things that you had to do there. But by last year, the media members for sure had finally settled into our digs in Lewisburg, Virginia. And we really enjoyed covering camp at the Greenbrier and all the things that come along with it, or at least some of us did. So I have mixed emotions about it. It is a long time to be away for the start of camp, but by the same token, there are all kinds of great things about it. So I guess I would say there's part of me that was a little bit sad and part of me that was a little bit relieved.
The last waltz. Too bad, Mary Kay. Too bad. All right, Mary Kay.
No falconry for me this year.
Oh, man. How do we recover? All right, stay out of the Marriott Starbucks because I'm worried for your safety, or worried for the safety of whoever you have to get into a brawl with, because it's getting feisty down there. This is what happens at the Combine.
It is. You know, I'm ready, though. I can verbally go at it with anybody. Good. So if someone comes at me, I'm ready.
That's right. You hear that, all of you losers on social media? You hear that? You go after Mary Kay. What's going to happen? All right. Thank you, Mary Kay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.